Big Breakfast. 98 FM.
I got a story for you.
Go on.
We are surrounded by celebrities. They are everywhere. They promote things. I only just saw Morgan Freeman talking about how the US election was hacked, and purely because it was Morgan Freeman, I completely believe them. So it's only natural, I suppose, that companies that are trying to sell you things will attach their brand to celebrities.
Yeah.
That's why you have Kim Kardashian eyeshadow and ridiculous things like that that make no sense, and perfumes that were definitely not made by Kylie Minogue, but her name is still on it. Leads me on to this. You know Yoko Ono?
Hmm?
She's 84, by the way, fair play to her. And she was married to John Lennon, who was sadly killed. But a, you know, huge name, massive, very distinguishable, circular sunglasses, songwriter. He was in the Beatles.
Oh.
And because of that, there was a firm that made lemonade. And they said, you know what, I have an idea, right? And instead of just calling it sparkly sugar water with lemon flavour, zest, that's a bit of a mouthful.
It's catchy, though.
It's catchy, so can I have a glass of that, please? They said, we'll call our lemonade John Lemon.
Come again.
We'll call our lemonade John Lemon. It's a Polish company, okay? And they actually did this. And the tagline was Let It Be. So they're really taking the mick with this. And she went mad. She said, hang on a second. I'm suing you for €5,100 every day you do not take that bottle off the shelf. You're not attaching my ex's name to your lemonade. And they said, well, hang on. We registered John Lemon in 2014, 2 years before you trademarked John Lennon's name. So they had a case. Fortunately, they didn't have the money to fight it. So they rebranded something stupid like John, or they rebranded On Lemon. Which just doesn't have the same zing to it.
Completely missed the boat here. They should have just called it Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is another one, yeah. But that's the thing. So they have rebranded On Lemon, which is great because they've gotten a great ad out of it with us. Can't wait to buy a cool glass of On Lemon. But they're missing a trick with some of the celebrity names. I love the pun, like, you know, John Lemon. That's brilliant. I got one myself.
Go on.
Jim Carrey Gold.
That is genius. Hang on a second.
Guess what?
Bread, like brown bread pit? Brad Pitt? Bread pit?
You ruined it!
No, come on. Right, give me one more chance, okay? Oh, this is a good one. It's cheap and cheerful.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoons.
The poor.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Surely you can do better. I got one.
Go on.
Harrison Ford Motors.
Hey, yeah.
That makes sense, at least.
Somebody who's keen on baking, Robert Brownie Jr.
Wake up, 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yoko Ono has decided to sue a company for naming their lemonade John Lemon. It's a brilliant idea, to be honest. Now, it's out of court. It's all settled, so we can talk about it. But you have been texted in your own horribly cringe product puns with celebrity names on them.
Nobody asked you to text these in.
Nobody asked you.
We didn't say here, send these in, you lunatics.
But I'm trying to see if we can pick the worst one, because in no way are these good. So Keith and Sandy for it said.
Go on.
David Beckham. Oh, God, Keith.
Sarah in Refarnham, she's got a zinger here. Tom Cruise lines.
This is brilliant because it's in brackets to explain the joke. The razor edge, and in brackets, you two.
Kevin Clondalkin, right?
What did you say?
Ear Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Hang on.
Give her a thing.
Hang on. Ear Pierce Brosnan.
And finally, the biggest stretch of it all. Christian Benteke Fried Chicken.
No, don't even give him a dig.
Hang on.
Don't give him a dig. No.